There's a monster in my living room. There's a monster in my living room. Be careful. There is a monster in my living room. What kind of monster is it? Well, it isn't a very big monster. In fact, it isn't big at all. It is really kind of small as far as monsters go. Is it scary looking? Well, not really. In fact, it isn't scary looking at all. Most monsters have big teeth, horns, and claws. But this monster has none of those things. This monster looks like a big flat box. A big flat box is not scary looking, is it? What does this monster eat? Well, you will be surprised when I tell you that it doesn't eat anything. What does it drink? It doesn't drink anything either. So, there is a monster in my living room, but it isn't big or scary looking, and it doesn't eat or drink anything. So, why do I call it a monster? I call it a monster because I think it controls my little brother. My little brother sits in front of it and watches it in the morning. He watches it in the afternoon. He watches it at night. He sometimes eats when he watches it. And he even watches it when he does his homework. My little brother sees all kinds of strange things on it. He hears all kinds of strange sounds on it. He believes everything it says to him. The monster in my living room controls my little brother. Now, it is up to me to save him from this monster. How can I save him? Well, I can't kill the monster. If I did that, my mother and father would be angry. I also can't make the monster leave our house. He will always be in my living room. So, what can I do to save my little brother? The answer is simple. I can spend more time with him. We can play games together. I can help him do his homework. We can go to the playground and have fun. By spending more time with my little brother, the monster won't be able to control him.